to episode number 3 of the KurtCast. So this is, let's see, I'm probably going to have to stop keeping track of this because it's getting harder. This is podcast number 5, right? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yes, Sundays. Yes, podcast number 5. And this is the day after my brother's wedding, which I spoke about attending, or that I would be attending yesterday on the last show, which I posed, I recorded a day early, so I had that out of the way, so I don't have to worry about it. I am actually recording this on Sunday, November 5th, so I'm not banking episodes like I'd hope, but I am at least recording and getting them out so far, so that's good. So today, I figured out yesterday when I wanted to talk about today. Today I want to talk about something I am really bad at, like legendarily bad. We're talking, if this was on a grading scale, F wouldn't do it. Like, I would need to be graded at like an H or a K. Like, K, what could K even be? Is that like a 25%? I don't know. I could have done some math and figured that out, but I didn't, so I don't know. So the thing I am, this is probably something I am worst at in my, like, I am the absolute, guys, I am so bad at this, so bad. Like, I'm embarrassed how bad I am at this. It's embarrassing the difficulty I have with this. I suck. I absolutely suck at small talk. Can't do it. Can't do it. Refuse to even engage in it. I am terrible at it. It's so embarrassing. And this was my brother's wedding yesterday. Obviously, there was family there. Family I haven't seen in a while. You'd think I could small talk with family. Although, to my defense, I will say this. I don't think I should have to small talk with family. It shouldn't have to be small talk. And I think there's a difference there, right? There's a difference between small talk and just a regular conversation. Small talk, I think my definition of it at least, is something you say or a converse, you know, a type of conversation you start where you don't know what else to talk about. So here's my point. If you don't have anything good to talk about, don't fucking talk. There's nothing. There's no point. And of course I'm going to say hi. I'm going to be polite. Like, but I don't, but then it's the, I'm trying to think of a good example from yesterday. So my step uncle, I will clarify step uncle, just to kind of see the level here. It's someone I know this person. I've met him several times throughout my life. You know, I've spent weeks on vacation with that side of the family before. So it's not like he's a stranger or anything. You know, I see him and, you know, we say hi and stuff and it's fine. And then he walks up to me a little later and I think his line was, so are you staying out of trouble? Well, what am I supposed to say to that? I mean, in hindsight, I think my best response would have been, hey, my parole officer said I could be here today. Huh? Huh? I don't know. And so, you know, I try my best. I'm like, I'm doing my best to stay out of trouble. I don't know what step to take in the conversation at that point. I'm clueless. I have no freaking clue. Okay. Yeah, I'm staying out of trouble. How about you? Any jail time in your recent history? Yeah. And then one of my cousins, who happens to be his daughter, comes over. I'm still kind of making small talk. Like, again, not much to talk about, I guess. And thank God Melissa was there because I was just like, my name is Jason. Actually, that would have been a smart thing to say. I don't even think I could have accomplished that. I am so bad at small talk, guys. It's embarrassing. Like, I'm almost embarrassed just to talk about it. I am that bad at it. Now, thankfully, that wasn't always the case. For instance, one of my brother's friends who was invited was also someone who's my friend who I worked with when I worked at Sheetz. I'll drop a Sheetz reference. I'm sure most people listening to this knows about Sheetz. He was a good employee. I loved working with him. And good friend, Jaleel. And I, you know, he walked up to me and we talked because we had plenty to talk about. I guess it's the problem. I don't really have much to talk about with family, which sounds bizarre and strange, but I can't force. I don't know. I don't know. It is so bad. So bad. I just got to keep coming back to it because I suck at small talk. A Z should be my grade for small talk. That's the best I can do. Aye. It's like my brain freezes. I'm not nervous. I don't care. Walk up and talk to me all you want. I'm very introvert. That has to be it. But at the same time, like when I'm at a party and stuff and I want to talk to someone, I have no problem doing that. And no, I didn't dance. I know everyone's wondering if there's any video out there with me and my hot dance moves. There is not. Sorry to break it to you. Kind of just did the wall fly thing for most of it. And they actually only had the place till 10, so it was an early night. But yeah, and it was actually a really nice wedding. I guess I should talk about that a bit. Another thing I'm bad at is not being a terrible person. I think a lot of you know this. So at one point towards the beginning of the wedding, you know, after the bride walks down, after Monica walked down, and my brother started crying, which I thought was very touching. But then when we all sat down after the beginning, I'm family, so I was towards the front. So they go to sit down off in the side. It was a Catholic wedding, so if you've ever been to one of those, you know there's some grandeur involved here. And they go to sit down, and the bride, Monica, looks at my brother, Jackson, and just has this huge, goofy, happy, and I don't mean goofy in a bad way, just this huge, happy grin, like, this is the best day of my life. And my brother just had this oh shit look, like, what have I done? But not in a bad way. Trust me, this was the happiest I've seen him in forever. He was ecstatic yesterday. But I think it was just the gravity of, oh shit, I'm a married man now with responsibilities. Oh shit. I could just see it going through his head. So just that dichotomy of hurt or big, just this big happy smile and him like, oh fuck. I loved it. So it was a good time. And yeah, other than having to deal with, you know, talking to people at the reception, I don't know what it is about that. I don't know. I'm just bad at conversation. And then, who was it? Oh, at some point, like, there was a conversation that got started. Because some of the people at the table were sitting down. I wasn't with the rest of my family at the table. I don't know what message that's supposed to send me. Okay, black sheep, maybe? I don't know. You tell me. As long as I still got my food and stuff, then I guess it's still good. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You're the table we're not supposed to serve. Oh, okay, then. I am human garbage then. Okay, it's good to know. No, it was just funny the way they... Now, they did set us with family friends who I was familiar with, so that worked out well, but... At one point, I'm trying to think... Oh, the question was, okay, so when you get home, it was a family friend who is close to retiring the next couple of years. He's an emergency room doctor, so I'm sure he's ready to retire. That's a very stressful job. And he's like, so when you get home, what do you do? Do you hop on your phone like everyone else your age group? I'm like, no, I go home and I play with my son. Like, that's what I want to do when I get home. He's like, I kind of figured that's what it was for you. He's like, so you don't do that phone stuff? You're not constantly on the internet? I'm like, whoa. I'm like, slow down, buddy. I wouldn't say I'm not constantly on the internet. And I think his next question was, well, what's the internet to you? Now, if you know me, I think it's safe to say the internet's podcasts to me. But I didn't really want to feel like getting in a discussion about what that entails, because I don't know that how familiar the whole podcasting idea would have been. So I just kind of, you know, I mentioned the fact that I check a lot of like Android blogs and stuff and things of that nature. And I was just about to mention like Transformer stuff, and like the conversation veered another way, so I didn't do that. But it's just weird because I'm like, wow, what is the internet to me? The internet is basically people talking on it. Like, that's my thing. I love podcasts, so hence the reason I'm doing this craziness. But so just some interesting stuff from yesterday and stuff still popping in my head to talk about tomorrow. Well, actually, tomorrow's episode will be an episode of Povocacy, so the Kirkcast will not be tomorrow. And technically, I mean, we say our release day is Tuesday, but we record and but okay, if something happens tomorrow night and I don't get Povocacy out before midnight, it's still counting for Monday, because I can't, as much as I, that is kind of cheating, I also have to realize that I can't be down in my office recording podcasts constantly, or else Melissa's going to put the kibosh on this idea real fast. She's kind enough to be okay with it, but I'm also doing it, like, for instance, right now, she's at the store, or she's actually getting her hair cut and then going to the store, Grayson's down for a nap, I can do this. I have some time, so, but once he's up and she's back, I'm going to be up, you know, up with him. So, it works out well as long as I don't let it take over. So tomorrow will be an episode of Povocacy. After that, it'll probably be another Kirkcast. Jeremy and I still got to get recording some, Paladins and Voltrons, which will be nice once they're done, because then my Wednesdays will be complete. And then I'm assuming we're going to get an episode of There Goes My Money out here pretty soon, because there's been a lot of pre-orders announced and we got to talk about them. So I should probably touch base with Diecast and see what night he wants to do that. So Monday, tomorrow, Povocacy, and probably the rest of the week will be mostly this show right here. But do possibly expect There Goes My Money at some point down the road. So thanks for listening. Thanks for joining me on day 5 of this little adventure. And as I make my way through this, I have a good feeling so far. I'm doing well. I'm just waiting for that first major hang-up to screw it up for me. So, but until then, I'm going to enjoy doing this. So as I said last time, as I will sign off this time, thanks again, David, for the suggestion. I'll just leave you with this. Until next time, Internet.